Okay, so, we got a little gust of wind here. So on to part three, and hopefully my final part of my audio boo. So that second night, the baby cried for 2 hours straight. And I finally had to relent, because it was keeping everybody else awake. And what I was trying to explain towards the end of my last recording was that, it wasn't like a normal baby where they had different cries and different sounds. It was just this repetitive, wah, 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 you know, and it got kind of annoying after a while. And so I decided, you know, I've had it. I've been as patient as I could. So the teacher's definitely going to see it, but I'm sorry, I messed up. I hit the panic button. And what that basically did is it hushed it out. Now, with a real baby, you can't do that. A real baby, you can't just hit a panic button and it would be quiet. And I think that this applies to our life principles. It taught me a very, very valuable lesson. And that was not so much patience, because I have patience. I mean, I let that thing cry for 2 hours. But it taught me, you know, to look at all avenues, to look at all problems. And before we hit the panic button and just wish that our problems can go away, or in some instances panic so much that we could just forget about the problem and run away from it, try and find a support system. Find a way to understand the problem a little bit more and understand how you can approach it if it happens again. Understand that life is full of problems, but we can't just hit the panic button and then it would start all over again because you panicked about how life got too difficult. So I really believe that can be a life lesson. So before we go hitting the panic button, we need to understand how important life itself is and how short it is. And how the more we panic and we worry about problems instead of trying to solve them, the more time we're wasting. So I would recommend that if ever a problem does arise, I'm sure some people will probably need to learn patience. And it really depends on the circumstances of the time. If you're a very patient person, then you probably won't want to learn patience. But you'll also want to probably learn different avenues of approaching a scenario, because there's always something that we can learn. Life teaches us lessons. Hello. Yeah, that's fine. So my appointment's here, so I'm gonna have to get going, but that's what I think. So take care, everyone. God bless. Bye.